I'm from Fitzroy, Western Australia, Noganbar, really. Well, I come to do some work at the mines in Kirigra, start my own earth-moving contract. But I'm looking to do some community work as well, start up a parks and gardens, and other community projects as well, like building youth center and recording studio, hopefully. But yeah, just come down here for family and just for work, something different.
So tell us about you and your aspirations. You're here in Kintore. It's a fairly remote community, but you don't want to, you want to work. You want to go beyond what's just here. You're talking to me about working in the mines and even starting your own business. What got you thinking about that?
Just living in the community in Belgo for 10 years and just seeing all the disadvantages we have in the community, and they need to be changed, you know, my people, and there are things that we can change for the better. And you know, I have a bit of experience in some business and management, and stuff aren't that hard to get to, you know, run things for ourselves in the communities and start these projects up. So yeah, just to make things better in the community where they can, you know, be proud of and make the town look good and all that.
But it is pretty hard. I mean, I've been here for 2 days and already I'm struggling, with phones, internet, just the cost of food and water. It's a hard place to live, and if you want to get out, it seems even harder.
Yeah, because of the remoteness, it's everything's cost a leg to get out of here, and you know, everything that's real hard. So I think we should, you know, we could have everything here, you know, have our own parks, have our own gardens, grow our own veggies, you know, we can start up fish farms and chickens, you know, make everything here. And from there, you know, do courses and training, and you know, we can run this community ourselves.
So tell me about the mine work that you're trying to get into. Where's the mine and why do you want to get into it?
It's at Girgrah, about 170 km west of Kintore. I want to do it because, you know, I like driving trucks, operating machinery, and working long hours, keep fit and all that. Also, I wanted to have a good income because I was trying to start this parks and garden company up. You need, you know, excavators and tip trucks for that. So if I can hopefully start these projects up in Kintore, we can go to the next community and next one, and then, yeah.
So the plan is to get into the mine, get some money, and then use that to start your own business?
Yeah, start all that earth moving, and hopefully, yeah, we can get a bit of grant money too for that, and local workers in there.
And in terms of getting into the mine, what have you had to do?
I'm from that area, my grandmother's country, and you have to have applications, you know, resumes, be able to work, licensing. There's a lot of things you have to get, a lot hard, but yeah, I've got some of those things.
How long have you been going through the application process, and how long before you start working?
About 2 years we've been waiting. Other mine was going to sign up with the Aaron, but they pulled out because, you know, they didn't want to. Our lawyer advised us that they wasn't giving us a fair, you know, agreement in terms of, you know, just royalties and other stuff. But yeah, it wasn't a fair agreement, so they pulled out. Another one came in, pulled out, and finally got this copper mine that wants to start up. So yeah, just waiting on, I think, stock market prices to go up on the market, then they might start doing some work. Hopefully, so again, I want to get things started, do work as soon as possible.
You seem to be taking a certain approach. You said you're taking action in terms of trying to get into a mine. You have ideas about starting a business. What do you think about, though, the rest of the younger people living in Kintore and other remote communities? Do they have the right opportunities, the right circumstances to properly establish themselves in a career, to get on the road to feeling good about themselves, feeling productive?
No, I don't think so, not without help. The schools, I've taught in Belgo school about 15 years ago, and Yeah, there's like a big language difference. Kids mainly speak language, and no matter where it is, and the teachers, they only talk English, and when they try to talk to the kids, they don't really understand. And you know, when I was talking to the teacher, when I was a teacher's aide, he said one word, you know, that was, and I knew what it was, but it's one of them long words, you know. And I said, oh, these, you know, you have to talk, you know, basic English to these moms. They don't really understand English. And he said, he just said real sly comment, yeah, they gotta ask and thing. Well, I told them they don't even know what I mean. Some of them a bit shy, and you know, they have to talk real basic, and you know, it needs real one-on-one. And they're gonna be stuck like that for a long time if people aren't there to support them, to try and learn something like a course, or you know, how a company runs, or you know, car operates. You know, it's gonna be real hard. So I think, you know, there's a lot of education that needs to be brought in.
And do you think, you know, young kids, as they grow up and getting a bit older, do they want to see what's outside of remote communities? Do they want to experience what's going on in the world?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I hear them talking about other countries and stuff like that. Now, they need to get out as well to see the world, see how it works and runs, you know, and how different countries run towards ours. And, you know, give them more understanding of the world as a whole and universal way of things, you know. It's a big step we need to do, so, yeah, need all the help. And, Tony Abbott needs to... It's been going on for years, you know. They've been just doing the settling thing, and it's been just been labor hire. There's no course or studying thing. They're just throwing money at it, which was the wrong thing, you know. They knew from day one it was just set up to fail. They needed to, you know, back in the stolen generation days, they never let Aboriginal kids go past year 7 in school, you know, because they wanted to keep them down, you know. My father was one of them. My mother, you know, heard all these things, you know. It was designed to keep us down from day one since they came, you know, from the government. And they're still doing it, you know. If they want us to succeed, you know, have money and stuff, they need to help. They understand our ways and how we're not as got the same qualifications as them, you know, same intelligence as white people, but less advanced and all that. They should know that, you know, Australia's like a house and not built on strong foundations. We're the foundations, and you know, Australia's going to continue losing money if they don't help all Australians to be successful, you know. They got to help all. Once they help all, then we'll be a great nation and, you know, go forward from there.
David, thanks very much for talking to me. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks.